Alex Gailey is the personal finance data reporter and analyst with Bankrate. When it comes to retirement, it used to be that people would think, as long as I don't have to shovel snow, as long as I can get into warm weather, I'm out of here. That's changing. Now it's all about affordability. And if anybody knows how to pinch pennies together, it's probably the baby boomers, right, Alex?
That's right. It is about affordability. I mean, that's one of the biggest concerns Americans have about retirement today. A recent Bankrate survey found that affordability ranks as the number one factor when people think about where and how to retire. 8 in 10 said it would be a top concern. And this spans across generations, across different income brackets, even specific areas in the country. So it's top of mind for all Americans when it comes to retirement.
And in this survey, you also talked to Gen Xers, baby boomers, even Gen Zers and millennials. Millennials, of course, and Gen Xers are getting closer, but Gen Zers, you wanted to hear what they had to say as well?
Yes, we asked Gen Zers in the survey what their top priorities would be when picking where to retire, and affordability did come in as the number one factor for them. It was a little lower than those older generations because they have a lot longer of a timeline to save, and it's a lot further out for them, but still a top priority. In addition to cost of living, weather, neighborhood safety, and then quality of healthcare were all up there as well. And they did rank certain things a little bit heavier than older generations, like, you know, access to arts and entertainment, and then being close to people of similar age. But again, this is a generation that retirement is pretty far out for them, so their priorities are going to look a little different when answering this survey versus Gen Xers and millennials and baby boomers.
But what's interesting is overall, when you factor in Gen Z, millennials, Gen X, and baby boomers, cost of living is their number one concern. But the second thing on the list that they were looking for in retirement was better weather. That's still a factor.
Yes. So again, the traditional narrative that, you know, you should go somewhere that's sunny and warm, it seems that, you know, weather in general is still an important priority when deciding where to retire. And, you know, whatever your definition of weather is, that's subjective. You know, it could be sunny weather. It could be maybe you actually prefer the mountains. So it's a little subjective there, but weather is certainly a factor that is, you know, being considered when deciding where you want to retire. But it's interesting because, you know, you think about also neighborhood safety, you think about healthcare, all these things. And actually, when we looked at all this data, we wanted to see if there was any geographic things that we could take away from this. And the states with the best combination of those qualities are surprisingly all up north, where, you know, affordability and safety and healthcare make up for their lack of sunshine and warm weather. So New Hampshire, Maine, and Vermont, for example, all landed in the top five of Bankrate's best states to retire ranking this year.
Yeah, for me, it would be safety, healthcare, taxes, cost of living, all of that before weather. I guess that's a big issue, especially for people of a certain age. They want to get into warmer weather, but overall, it looks like people are saying, well, you know, maybe some of these other factors should way above the weather. So give me the six important considerations for a retirement spot that you have put together.
Well, we know that inflation is eroding buying power, healthcare costs are climbing, and so it is really important that Americans are weighing the trade-offs more carefully than ever. It's affordability, of course, is important, but it's not the only thing retirees should weigh. It's also important to consider healthcare, safety, natural disasters, taxes. And one that's probably not discussed enough, community is really important. And it's really important that you have all these factors playing into your decision for a well-rounded retirement plan. You know, if you only chase affordability, you might be overlooking those other essentials. And retirement, as much as it is a financial decision, it's also a very personal decision. And again, I think community isn't talked about enough, making sure you have those people around you, whether it's your family, your friends, or even, you know, participating within the community, having things to do, that's really important in retirement, as well as all these other factors.
So the Fidelity analysis that was done this year said a 65-year-old retiring this year can expect to spend roughly $172,000 in healthcare and medical expenses throughout retirement. I wish I knew how long that retirement looks like for them. That seems like a lot of money for people that will probably be utilizing Medicare.
Yeah, other than housing, healthcare will likely be your one of your biggest costs in retirement. So we know that medical and healthcare costs really vary widely throughout the country. So when you're thinking about where you want to be in retirement, it's really important to kind of to consider those out-of-pocket costs after Medicare wherever you retire. So, you know, doing your research, kind of understanding where are the places that can create more reasonable healthcare costs for you. And it's also, it's not just about cost, but it's also really important to consider healthcare quality in the area, access to that healthcare. You know, when I was talking to someone for this story, we were talking about how there's so many beautiful places in the country, but they're very remote, and maybe the nearest hospital is an hour away, and you might have to get transported there if something were to happen. And so it's really important to understand where you're living in relation to the nearest healthcare to you, as well as, you know, of course, costs and quality.
Right. Well, if you're thinking about retirement, check out this article. It's called Affordability is America's Number One Retirement Priority. It is on bankrate.com.